Blog Talk Radio.
God's morning, and welcome to Spending Time with God and your host, Cassandra Brand. Good morning, good morning, good morning to everyone around the world. This is such a beautiful day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. First, because we have such little time, we want to ask God for the forgiveness of our sins, because a lot of times we don't even realize that we sin. We want to thank God today that we are alive, 6 feet over and not under, with another chance. Now think about, what are you going to do with that one more chance? We give God all the praise, and we give God all the glory, what belongs to Him. And we're going to start off with our Father's prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. And on our prayer list today, we're praying for the elderly. We're praying for the elderly, that God would touch someone's heart, friends, neighbors, family, to go and check on them during this time of quarantine. Make sure that they have the things that they need, that they're not able to do or go obtain for themselves. We pray for the people that are in medical positions that are on the front line of this spiritual warfare. We pray that God continue to give them not strength within their flesh, but an anointing, the presence of God, as they serve the sick and the shut-in that has been afflicted by this plague. We pray for their families to keep them covered with the blood of Jesus and to protect them as well. We pray for marriages, because now during this quarantine, people are being forced. They have no choice to not only deal with themselves, but to deal with each other. But we pray for the marriages, that they be able to put God back in the marriages, so that they can be ordained, anointed, and blessed as a union, so that they can develop and grow healthy families in the name of Jesus. We pray for relationships, sisters, brothers, cousins, BF, which is best friend, sibling arrivals, that they come back together, communicate, and come together as family, sisters and brothers in Christ, to build the body of Christ, to do kingdom business and the kingdom of God right here on this earth. We can pray for situationships, people that are in situations. Bring them out, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bring them out of situations and put them to relationship with you in the name of Jesus. We pray for the homeless, have no place to lay their head. that someone would take the time out and feed them, minister to them. Let them know that there is hope. Shelter them. Help assist them. For the first shall be the last, and the last shall be the first. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for pastors, the ones that are in ministry, dear Lord. Increase their desire to get closer and closer to you, to give themselves totally away so that you can really use them in a time like this. So they can keep their eyes on you and seek you the kingdom of God and all your righteousness and all these other things should be added unto them. Set them on fire to be for your kingdom of God. Even though they can't go into the church house, let them remember the tent revivals, the street ministries, ministry of the lifestyle. And as they go to and fro, seeking who they can win for the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for those with mental health issues, which we know is a spiritual affliction. Shake them and awaken them and fill them up with the Holy Spirit. We pray for the lost souls. Let love draw them. Like the multitude of people when Jesus was teaching the people and they followed him. Let that light shine. Let that love draw them. And every time the witness opens their mouth, let it be words of utterance from the heart of God. Lord, we call the people with a repenting heart, so they can acknowledge, because all you ask for is respect. Respect you. Respect your word. Give my heart a repentance in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for the escorts and the dope dealers. We pray that in this season that people in the adult industry will reach out and cry out to you, and that they may realize that you have given them a purpose too. Lord, we pray for Donald Trump. Give him a desire to seek your face, to lead your people as a leader here. In the name of Jesus. Because the devil Lucifer is a created being, a fallen angel who became twisted on the inside. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which weakened the nations? Isaiah 14:12. The only power the devil has is the power who gives him over to thyself by believing his lies. The lies are like a trap or a snare that take people captive. The devil, the enemy of God, and his evil followers on this planet are always trying to draw you and draw me as well from my Heavenly Father, a relationship with him and his plan for our lives. Most people don't even realize when they are deceived or ensnared. That is how slick, devious the devil is. Dangerous thing I see in people that allow this deception to occur is pride. Pride is blinders to God and the reality that we need him. Oh, don't we need him? Pride tells us that we could do anything without God's help or intervention. But right now, we need him. We need him then, now, and forever. That is dangerous to cry. We become blinded, set in our minds and hearts to go another way, disconnected with a bad attitude, hard, and rebellious against the opposing God. When blinded like that, we can believe a lie or think we are okay, even when we are not. God is the turning point, the turning around places in Him. We need God's help. We need God. God is a turning point. That's why He said, turn from your wicked ways, and He'll heal your land. People say, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Okay, what part are you doing, and what part is God doing? What part are you allowing God to do? You got to let go to grow in the relationship to prevent all these situations. We pray for these children that are in this house, out of school. They can't go outside. But then the parents sent them outside. Lord, protect them and keep them covered in the blood of Jesus. We pray for substance abuse users. They're fighting, getting the Jones, can't get to their stuff, can't get out and hustle. Okay, they forced to bow down on their knees and acknowledge God and cry out, Lord, Abba, Father, Jesus, help me, come into my life. Draw them, Lord, into the kingdom and position the people. We pray that people will be in position, that when the people come out of the darkness and enter to the marvelous light, that as they cross their path, that they may cross the path where you want it, and you want it, and you want it, and you want it, and you want it. And that in that time, in that season, that self would die, and Jesus and the word of God will rise and come alive and utter out into your mouth and speak life into the living being. For these dead bones shall live again. Yes, says the Lord. Is there hope? Yes, says the Lord. Acknowledge Him. Seek Him in the name of Jesus. The key, as for me and you, the key is to know and have a relationship with our Heavenly Father. This is not an option, nor an opinion, but truth, which is greater than a fact. Experience truth. We must realize that God is real and He has thoughts, feelings, power, and He is pure love. God is pure in thought, intent, and motive. He is for us. He's telling you, I truly love you. Come to me. God loves us and knows best for us. Anything else is a lie. Rejecting Him. But draw near to Him. And He will love you, teach you love, give you love. And we thank you for all these things. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. And thank you for spending time with God, with your host, Cassandra Grant.
Oh God, for your mighty kingdom.
We worship you, God.
You've got time.